well, we saw him yesterday do his stuff again, Redzel. Mm. He's right on track for the Everest. Earlier in the week, he had been confirmed as a starter. Great news for the Triple Crown boys who purchased Redzel. And Chris Ward has been good enough to join us this morning. Chris, good morning. And, well, he showed again yesterday why he's going to be so hard to beat come Everest Day.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy and Ray. Yeah, it was a huge thrill yesterday. I think he put the writing on the wall, and we've been saying for a little while now that he's come back a better horse this preparation. And, well, indeed, he's been improving over the last 12 months or so. He's just constantly improving, and certainly gone to another level this preparation. And to put away a field like that yesterday was pretty special for all the owners.
Mm. You talk about that, and we've spoken to Peter about Redzel previously as well. It just seems to be becoming more professional in what he does. And, you know, I think that's a credit to...
Doesn't make a mistake.
No, he doesn't make mistakes, which is a credit to Peter and Paul and the team.
Yeah, 100%. Early on in his days, he used to be quite fierce and charge out there in front and, I guess, you know, leave himself vulnerable at the end. But for a little while now, he's certainly relaxed. You know, Peter and Paul have been working on him, and, you know, they recognise that was something they had to work on some time ago, and they've put a lot of time and effort into it, and the proof's in the pudding now that he really gets out there and he relaxed beautifully, and he also bounces back as a result from his runs much better as well.
Right.
And part of that's maturity and whatnot, but, yeah, he's flying at the minute.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Chris, what about the team of owners that you've syndicated in this group that race Redzel? They love a win, and how are they sort of, are the nerves starting to increase now that the Everest countdown is on?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, as soon as the talks all began about the Everest and whatnot, the excitement levels went through the roof. And I'm sure you've all seen our crew celebrating there on camera at race day and whatnot. They certainly enjoy it and get in amongst it, and so they should. You know, these are life experiences that you know, people don't normally get to experience, and they're living the dream at the moment. Mm.
It has been confirmed during the week that Redzel will be running for James Harron Bloodstock in the Everest. Who did the negotiations on behalf of Redzel?
Michael, my brother, and myself did that with James last week.
Are those terms to be made public, or is that something you keep in house?
No, it's something that we keep in house, just, I guess, out of respect to all parties. But I guess one thing I can tell you is that he'll be running in the Triple Crown Silks as usual.
Right.
It's an interesting... Oh, sorry
mate. Just down that same thought, would you have preferred to have had the negotiation today after the performance of yesterday? Because I think that would have given you a stronger hand at the negotiating table.
Yeah, you could say that, but... The flip side is we wouldn't have raced yesterday if we didn't have that slot.
Right.
So we ideally, we wanted to be running in the shorts, but if we didn't have that slot in time, we would have actually bypassed and gone down to the Moya before trying to secure a slot off the back of that. But ideally we wanted that 4 weeks going into the Everest, which is going to give us the best chance of actually winning the race.
Mm. Chris, it's such an interesting concept, isn't it? And I guess... we've mentioned a number of times, there's no rule book to how you go about getting a horse into the Everest field. So I guess you and Michael are learning on the run as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's learning as we go, and it's been such an interesting process. Mm. And look, I think if Redzel's lining up for next year's edition as well, I think I'll be practicing the game of poker a fair bit more before we start the negotiations.
Sounds like you got done over, Chris.
No, not at all. It's just it has been one big poker game. Yeah. It's been a really interesting process.
Who blinks first?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's been coming from different angles and perspectives and whatnot. And, it's been quite exciting to be a part of. And the next 4 weeks is going to be a huge build-up as well.
Yeah, and what you need is, you know, a friendly journalist from, say, the Daily Telegraph writing articles saying that you're speaking to four different slot holders and, you know, really increase that competition. That's how it works, isn't it, Chris?
Oh,
yeah, well, it's all about competition.
He's put us in a bad spot.
Now, Did you see the sectionals of Chautauqua?
I haven't actually seen the actual times, but I did see it finish off, and it is an exciting horse to watch, isn't it?
He is great, yeah. After yesterday, Chautauqua was still favourite at $5, but Redzel's into equal second favourite with Vega Magic at $6. for the world's richest race on turf. It's got a buzz to it, hasn't it,
Chris? Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, it certainly does. It's it's pretty exciting stuff, and it's a race that wasn't even on the radar not all that long ago, and now to see it all come to fruition. And look, I've been sort of thinking for a while, imagining this race and seeing how it plays out, and I can just see Redzel's obviously going to be out in front and giving us a big side, and he either just gets there or just gets pipped on the line in my mind. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Oh, I can't wait.
Keep playing over that one where he wins, Chris.
Yeah, I will.
Keep playing that one over in the mind. Fantastic. It is so exciting. October 14 is when it's all happening. I believe that there are members of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend team that will be making their way out to track on that day.
In other words, Chris, I think Jimmy's got a free ticket.
No, in other words, I'm hitting someone up for a ticket.
It's going to be a big crowd, I think.
Oh, we'll be huge.
Exciting. It's exciting. Thanks for your time this morning, Chris.
Pleasure, guys.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Chris Ward there, part of Triple Crown Syndications. Redzel is their runner in the Everest, as Ray mentioned. $6 equals second favourite with Vega Magic. Chautauqua, the favourite at $5.